It's in her time at the 200 and Sunlight. Stride for Stride, followed by Written by Osborne Bulls. In her time, lifting at the 50. Osborne Bulls descending late. In her time, Osborne Bulls driving. In her time, a little bit wayward, but beat Osborne Bulls Sunlight. Fourth graph, followed by Miss Rock, Lean Mean Machine.
Was another Group 1 victory to In Her Time, who was simply brilliant down at the Flemington Straight over the 1,000 metres and ridden by Corey Brown, who joins us this morning on Racing Pulse. Congratulations, Corey. Another Group 1 victory. Well done.
Yeah, good morning and thank you. Thank you very much.
Do you keep a tally? How many Group 1s is that for you in your career now?
It's 48 here in Australia and I rode 3 in Singapore. So, yeah, 51 in total. But, yeah, 48 here on our soil.
Well, that's an unbelievable record, and we know you've won the biggest race on a couple of occasions as well, but it's probably been a bit difficult for you in recent times. So to get a Group 1 victory like that in the current climate, how big was that for you?
Oh, no, it was very good, and especially being on the mare. I've had, obviously, a small association with her just the last sort of 2 preparations. I've sort of ridden some nice winners on her, but been unlucky in a couple of Group 1s. So it was good to get the Group 1 on board. But it is tough. It's hard. I landed on In Her Time by default, really. She was coming down the highway from Newcastle to have a barrier trial at Rose Hill, and Josh Parr was meant to partner her, which he's ridden before, and she was late coming down the highway, so she ended up getting put into another trial where Josh had already had a trial for Gay, and so I landed on her by default, but once I got on her, I kicked and screamed to stay on her, and lucky enough to getting a Group 1 on it yesterday, so it was very good.
Well, those sliding door moments can be the difference between winning and losing a big Group 1. Gee, she's good, isn't she? Won over $3 million now, and she was tough on Saturday.
She was tough, you know. She didn't race against the pattern, but when the likely leader, the 2-year-old, missed the start, I sort of quickly shut him out of it because I didn't want the young kid to be sort of kicking up underneath me and taking me to the inside fence. I wanted to race with the bunch, so to speak. Although she's been down the Flemington Straight and been competitive before, I just felt if she raced by herself too much, she would have got lost like she did in the concluding stages. She still got a little bit lost. But it was just great when I sort of tacked on. And, I got Sunlight in me scope. And, yeah, I wouldn't say it was all over, a long way out, but I was quietly confident, you know, once we got up onto the course proper and I'd tacked on to the outside of the field. And, again, Sunlight was only sort of, you know, maybe a length and a half, 2 lengths in front of me. 2 horses to my inside. I was quietly confident that she'd give me the kick that I needed. It was obviously her first time over the 1,000 metres under race conditions. So I was mindful of that because she can be a bit slow away. And the further she gets into her preparation, she misses the start by further every time. But she jumped well on Saturday, and again, I was lucky enough to posse up close enough where I didn't have to make up a lot of ground. I could feel Osborne's balls coming towards me at the latter stages, but I was always confident that I was going to sort of hold him off, although the margin would be short. I could feel him coming, but he wasn't flashing hard enough to grab me, so I was lucky.
Well, I was going to say, you put Sunlight away, and then the big bull came at you. Did she lift? Did you feel her lift in that last 50 to 100?
Yeah, look, she did. I didn't want to punish her with the whip. She was doing her utmost best without it. So you notice I only pushed to the last sort of 50 hands and heels. But, yeah, I think she got sight of him as well. I think she really, you know, stuck her neck out and was trying her utmost best to hold him off.
Well, she's beaten a lot of those who she's going to meet again in the Newmarket in a few weeks' time. Do you think the 1,200, as you said, that was her first go over the 1,000, will actually suit her better in the Newmarket?
Oh, for sure. And I know she'll come on from that run yesterday. I know Chris had a right, like not saying that was her grand final, but she had a soft, it wasn't even an official trial. She had a soft jump out over probably, you know, a soft 800 metres up at Newcastle. And they opted, it was a good call, I thought, by Cameron Swan, because they opted not to jump her out down the straight at Flemington because, again, the more she goes into a preparation, they felt if she left the barriers again that she'd be slower out of the machines for the Lightning. But I know up over the 1,200, she'd be much better suited, being that sort of older mare. But I reckon she'll definitely come on, not saying a good couple of lengths, but she'll definitely have it. You know, she's got more improvement up her sleeve.
It seems a strange little quirk. What is it about her that makes her want to miss the start the further she goes into her campaign?
Oh, I just think it's like every horse, I suppose. Not so much the missing at the start, but she just becomes a bit more relaxed and she loses that bit of spark. So she just relaxed and she's getting older. So, she's taking things a lot easier. Like when the barrier's shut behind her, she goes the opposite way. She starts to fall asleep, you know, and you can't try and rev her up too much because, she gets not agitated, but I think she goes against you. You know, she's getting older and she doesn't want to sort of take part in you sort of trying to rev her up. So she's just, it's just relaxing off, because she's had those runs under her belt. She's not as sharp as what she is at the start of the prep.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing you teaming up with her again in the Newmarket in a few weeks, and then it's on to the TJ in Sydney. Outside of In Her Time, will we see you in Melbourne much during the autumn, or have you got some decent rides in Sydney?
I've got some nicer horses. I tried a nice horse for Damien Flower the other day, a two-year-old called Chai. She's going well, but again, it's tough going up here in Sydney. We've got a lot of young guns and obviously a lot of good riders, but quite small field, so it's hard to get rides, but I've just got to keep turning up and putting my foot in the door and hopefully something good, again, like In Her Time, I can get a young In Her Time starting out. I think the horse, you know, like Chai and obviously In Her Time, Patrick Aaron, I'll hopefully get back on him. I thought he ran terrific up here on the weekend with young Sam Wedley on, obviously against the Mighty Mare. I thought he ran very, very well first up. So he's probably my horse going into the staying races.
Hey, just a quick word. You mentioned the Mighty Mare. Were you all watching in the jockey's room at Flemington on Saturday? And what goes through your mind?
Of course. I mean, obviously everyone's very, very excited. But being a jockey, I'd sort of feel for Huey. Huey's a good mate of mine. And I've seen Luke Nolan go through the same thing, you know. And just sitting there watching him and just thinking, you know, what if. But no, obviously she makes the hair stand up on every person's back, really, that knows and watches racing. So she's very exciting. And, yeah, it's a journey that I wouldn't mind, taking part on one day.
Do you have a quiet moment with Huey and just say, God, you're a lucky bugger, but the pressure must be very hard to handle?
No, I don't before the race. Don't, obviously, you know, you can see it going through his mind. So everyone tries to obviously leave him alone, bar the press before. as a jockey, again, I sit there and I sort of know what's going through his mind. Obviously not to the extent of winks, but, I know that sort of pressure. And Huey deals with it very, very well. He's obviously been there, you know, 30 times before now. So, I don't before, but, yeah, obviously afterwards as the good chat goes on.
It was an unbelievable moment on Saturday, as was the win of In Her Time and the Lightning. Well done, Corey. Another Group 1 victory.
Yeah, thank you very much, mate.